whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and today we have two special guests in the studio here in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. We have representatives of the South County Healthcare Cancer Center, and one of them is a return guest. Leah Osenalt is back. Welcome back, Leah.
Thank you, Mike.
Nice to have you. It's been a couple of years, but we're going to catch up on old times, I guess.
I'd like to.
Find out all about the South County Health Cancer Center, and that's a relatively new name and a whole new system, but we'll find out about that in a moment. I'd like to introduce Dr. Gerald Colvin. Welcome, doctor. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to find out first off, since Leah and I are old friends, we'll find out a little bit about you first and find out, are you a longtime Rhode Islander? Is this or relatively new?
That's an excellent question. I've been in Rhode Island for 15 years, so I don't know. You know, for the first 5 years, the neighbors weren't talking to me.
Right, yeah.
And then they started to say hello.
Yeah.
So I don't know when I'm considered a Rhode Islander.
But well, it all depends where you're from. See, if you're from Attleboro or nearby Massachusetts, you're accepted relatively quickly. But somebody like you might take longer because you come from originally?
Long Island.
Yeah. See, that's not right. Probably a Yankees fan.
No comment.
Okay. Well, we got that straightened out. Well, 15 years, you're starting to work your way in, and, you know, you can now use the phrase, you know a guy. So that's, you know, that's part of it. Leah, just to bring people back up to date on you, you're a oncology nurse navigator, and as I understand, the nurse of the year in that department, right?
I did receive Oncology Nurse of the Year this year. Yes, I did.
It's tough for you to talk about that. We'll have to drag these things out of you. But what town do you live in?
I'm a Richmondite.
Richmondite. Okay. Well, that's a good place to live. That's a lot better than Long Island. And how long have you been with South County Health?
Gosh, I've been over there probably 10 years. We've been over there. Yep.
About 10 years. Mm-hmm. Now, which one of you would like to explain the change in terminology? It used to be everything was South County Hospital, and now there's different divisions and there's different centers and so forth. Why don't we give that to you, doctor?
Absolutely. So the hospital as a system really is beyond the four walls of the hospital, and we do care for patients throughout their whole life, and a lot of it is more outpatient than inpatient. Hmm. So instead of calling it a hospital, it's a health system.
Okay.
And that's where the name is coming from.
All right. So it's more than just going into the hospital and sitting in the room. You're doing a lot of other things. As you say, more people are getting cared for out of the hospital than in the hospital.
Yep. The whole idea is to keep people out of the hospital.
Well, that sounds good to me as a guy that doesn't even like to visit that much.
But, I don't blame you.
Yeah. But it's great that we have such a wonderful facility in our state, and I know a lot of things have been happening down there. And oncology nurse navigator, I know Christopher Columbus had a navigator.
Yes,
but you're
he did.
Probably a different kind of navigator, right?
I'm a little different. So basically, my job as a navigator is to follow newly diagnosed patients along the whole continuum of care, from finding out they have cancer to deciding on testing and treatments. I do a lot of care for them during side effects. And then, of course, once they're all completed with treatment, then I help them with their survivorship and how to stay healthy and out of the cancer world.
Mm-hmm. So someone comes in to the hospital for a checkup. Perhaps they would you see a first-time patient doctor, or would you see someone down the road only as a specialist?
Oh, as soon as they get diagnosed or when there's a question of a cancer.
Okay.
And part of what we do is also blood disorders. So actually around half the patients we see don't have cancer, but they have other medical issues mm-hmm. with their blood, high blood count, low blood count. So it's not, we talk about cancer center, our new cancer center, but we do more than just cancer.
Okay. And so once they come in and they find out that they have a problem, they see you, and then Leah, you're able to take them through the whole process from beginning to hopefully a good conclusion.
That's exactly what I do. All right. I actually don't even work for the oncologist. The hospital has hired me as a navigator to for the patients, just so that I'm helping them.
But you're on location in that building, or?
I do get to work with them. Yes,
okay.
I do.
All right. And about how many people are involved in that center, roughly? Is this a 5 people? Is this 50? Is it 100 employed-wise? It's probably, I'm just looking for a general size. Is it small?
For the cancer program?
Yeah.
More than 20.
More than 20 people involved. Okay, mm-hmm. So there's a lot of other people that do what you do, Leah, or are you the main person?
So there are two of us right now. We have the breast health navigator, Sue Hall, and then I take care of all the other people with their other different types of cancers.
Okay.
But we're growing so much right now that, we'll eventually have a lung navigator. We'll have maybe a colon or a GI navigator, gastrointestinal. So we're growing. So there'll be more of us soon.
Okay. And what process does someone start? How does, someone thinks they have a problem, they see their own personal doctor first, I would presume, is the normal case, right? And then eventually get to you.
Absolutely. So a lot of times they come to the primary doctor, there's an issue, and then they're worked up, and then they find something that requires additional attention, or someone becomes sick enough, they come in the hospital. Our emergency room has a habit of finding new cancers when they're not coming in for that reason. They're pretty thorough, and a lot of people get CAT scans, and then lo and behold, oh, you have a lung cancer, by the way. Yeah, so it's a lot of times we'll see people and then so right there in the hospital, and then we get consulted and we see them while they're there.
Okay, and this is something that pretty much you can handle most situations right there. They don't have to be sent to New York or to Boston or anywhere else, or is that?
That's an excellent question. There's 100 types of cancer, 100. So the majority of the cancers we can treat locally. Nationwide, 85% of patients with cancer diagnosis are treated in the community. So we're the conduit, just like Leah is the conduit to help navigate. If there's a condition or a problem that we shouldn't be treating, or there's a treatment that's better somewhere else, mm-hmm. we refer out. And it's important that we get involved because we make sure the patients get to the right person.
Right.
Not just the place, because the place can change. So mm-hmm. some centers do better treatments than others for certain conditions. I've sent people to Seattle, Florida, MD Anderson, so it's not just Boston.
Okay.
So it depends on the diagnosis.
Okay. But for the most part, like you say, 85% are going to be able to be handled pretty much right there.
Yep, right there with state-of-the-art treatment, standard treatment. Just it's exactly the same no matter where you go. Yep. Okay. That's oncology, a lot of it is standard because everything is based on what's been done before and based on the literature and based on clinical trials. So everything's identical.
All right. We've talked about the fact that there's a building with 4 walls, or probably a lot more than that. But where is that building located? Just for people that are listening, we say South County, but that's a big place.
So we are very excited because we have the office in one area right now and infusion therapy in another area of the hospital. And on November 21st of this year, we are going to be opening up our cancer care center where we are all together. This is going to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful part of the building. It's right in the hospital at South County. It is going to be on the first floor.
Okay, but what whereabouts? How? If someone said to you, "What town are you in?" Or where? In other words, people listening may not be familiar with South County. It's a wide open area.
So we are in South Kingstown on Kenyon Avenue at South County Hospital.
All right, and Kenyon Avenue. So you probably make the grits and everything right there. That yeah. I mean, the Johnny Cake meal and all the stuff.
If we have to, we would.
That's a different Kenyon. Okay, all right. Well, it's good to know. We also want to make sure that the audience has the opportunity to get website information and phone numbers if they have questions. We'll do that in both segments. Company break is always in two segments. So our first here, let's get a website so that if people want to check it out while they're listening, they can do that.
So it's www.southcountyhealth.org.
Southcountyhealth.org. And South is spelled out S-O-U-T-H?
Correct.
Okay. So southcountyhealth.org. And is there a phone number they can call? Or we'd rather.
So that is 401-783-6670.
Okay.
For any questions.
Any questions. Operators are standing by, as they say. All right. Okay, so we want to cover some other things, but we're going to take a short break first, and then we'll be back with more of the South County Health Cancer Center. And Dr. Colvin and Leah Ossenault are here. We'll be back just after these messages. We are back on Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with South County Health Cancer Center representatives, Leah Ossenault. She is a oncology nurse navigator, and Dr. Gerald Colvin. And we have been asking them about things that are happening at the South County Health Center, and specifically the Cancer Center. And one of the things that we talked about during the break is the fact that you have some new people coming in, being involved. Three new doctors coming on board, I understand?
Correct. This is an exciting time. The hospital's putting a lot of resources into really helping our program build and grow. We have welcomed Carol Vincent, who is an accomplished general surgery, and general surgeon who also has an expertise in breast cancer. And she's already been working with us for the last month.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dr. Bostaji, who is a pulmonologist, so a lung specialist, who has joined us. And we are hiring and in negotiations of working with Brigham and Women's to have a cardiothoracic surgeon come.
Okay.
And build a lung cancer program. There are very few thoracic surgeons in Rhode Island. So right now, they're mainly located at Kent and Rhode Island Hospital and Miriam. But there's very few in the state. And so that's one. Lung cancer, unfortunately, happens a lot. So, and it's high incidence. So we want to try to help our patients so they don't have to drive everywhere in the state to
right.
get the treatment that they need.
You need to get a higher draft choice so you can get these doctors in that quick. Probably yeah. doesn't work that way, right?
Yeah, yes. You know. And for the other doctor that we're hiring is Dr. Tina Rizak. She is Brown trained, and she's currently at Women and Infants, and she'll be joining us early next year. And her expertise is in gynecologic oncology.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited to have her as well.
Excellent. All right. Three new doctors and negotiations with, you said?
Brigham and Women's.
Brigham and Women's. Yeah. And so that's very neat. Now, all this does not happen by just you or Leah sitting around saying, gee, let's do this. You probably have a bigger team. And it takes, as they say, a village. And lots of people have donated to the hospital in the past to get these things going and up and running. About, I know that last time you were here, Leah, we talked about a STAR program at the time, which was getting people involved and donating and things like that. The name has changed, but the effort is the same, right?
Yes, it is. So the STAR program is really our survivorship and rehabilitation program. We now call it our oncology wellness program. So it's really all the resources that the hospital has kind of built up over the last, 10 years. So we have oncology certified nutrition. We have an oncology certified pharmacist. We have free counseling. That we have a whole program that is coordinated with URI. We have physical therapy. We have an oncology rehab program down in the gym. So it's similar to cardiac rehab and pulmonary rehab. And why we like it is because we use all these resources from the very beginning of your diagnosis. We don't wait till the very end. You can get any of those resources from the very beginning. To help you just get stronger, to be as healthy as you can as you go through all these treatments. So it's an exciting program, our oncology wellness program.
Now, I would imagine the people that go through this are and come out successfully are very quick to contribute to the program and to the facility. But there are lots of people that have not had a problem that are also donating, right? Thousands of people over the past have contributed to the hospital.
So our capital campaign for the Cancer Care Center has been going on for probably a few years now. And one of the big or most important parts of this program is that there have been over 4,000 of our community people who have donated money. And it's such a huge amount of our community that has donated and been a part of this Cancer Care Center. You know, we hope everybody, we don't want people to come to our Cancer Care Center because they need it, but certainly we would love people to just stop by and see what their contribution has made. It's going to be a beautiful center.
And all donations are gratefully accepted, right?
If people absolutely. Are interested in doing this. Even to this day, absolutely.
Even to this day, you can go to the website and check it out. I'm sure there's information on how to get involved. Or if you just want to stop by and buy Leah a cup of coffee, she'll take that too.
I will too.
it's an amazing thing when you say 4,000 people. You know, doctor coming from Long Island, 4,000 might not seem like a lot, but I didn't know there were 4,000 in all of South County. So that's a lot of people and be involved in a program like this. That's great news. Tell us a little bit about something a buzzword you gave me. Integrative medical services. What is that about? And Leah, what does that mean?
So I'm actually going to backtrack a little bit because one of the programs that we have started is an advisory board, a patient and family advisory board for our cancer care. And it wasn't just for the center, it's for our program, cancer care. So we have a board that is with cancer survivors, people who have cancer, and community members. All have been incorporated to, and we meet monthly, to kind of build up our program, to advise the program in its building. So one of the things that people were very interested on this board were these integrative services, which are Reiki, massage, acupuncture, things that are sort of out of the medical box, but are certainly an important part of staying healthy, dealing with pain and side effects of chemotherapy, and, you know, staying healthy. So we have actually a special room that is for these services and that we're going to be booking times right in our new cancer care center. But we're just excited because we've had each of these things, each of these programs, but now we're going to be able to incorporate it into a much more formal program for patients.
Yeah, and what she's not saying is this advisory group, there were other cancer patients that went to other institutions that lent their time to help us. You know, some went different places in Boston. And what I really like about what the hospital has done is they've taken their time to do their due diligence to plan this cancer center out so that it meets the needs of the community. And it is a beautiful, well thought out place. We're going to have all the services that anyone can imagine to help the patients. And it's very patient centric, meaning if you're the one there, you're sick, you're not feeling well, you want everything to be as easy as possible.
Sure.
And
yeah.
All the services will come to you now. Previously, we haven't been able to do that, but everything is built from the patient's perspective. And I've been around to different places and worked at different places, and this is one that I'm really proud to be part of. And it's
so you don't want to use the term one-stop shopping, but almost, right?
Yes.
In other words, you get there and you're going to be taken care of versus having to go one place and then go, you know. Yep. Next day someplace else. And
yeah, and there's some distinct advantages that it's a smaller institution.
Mm-hmm.
Where we don't have all the administrative burdens that some of the bigger places have, and we're able to do things in a basically faster way, deliver the same service, do it better, faster.
Probably even easier to park there than in Boston.
Yes, definitely easier.
Definitely easier. All right. One of the things that we talked about briefly in the beginning was the website and the things that are available on there. Is there like a is there a frequently asked questions section of the website, or if people are reluctant to, you know, to maybe make a phone call, or the things they can find out just by going to the website?
They sure can. So the website is southcountyhealth.org, but if you click on cancer care, you are going to get exactly that. You're going to find out what kind of support groups and resources we have. You're going to hear, I think there's a little blip about an oncology nurse navigator that you can actually listen to. It introduces who the doctors are. And certainly, if your questions aren't answered on this website, you can certainly call.
Right.
So there'll be a phone number there as well.
Did you want to take? You wanted to add something to that, Doctor?
I wish that we were better at the website. It's, you know, it's a small hospital. So
okay.
It's better if you come and see it.
All right. So you can get some answers from the website, but the best thing to do is to go and visit and ask questions in person.
Yes.
And as real people there.
Yes.
No robots at this point. No, they're all real people. Okay. I think that a lot of the people that listen to this program have in their mind what they see on television when they see a doctor on, Marcus Welby or Ben Casey. I'm old. I'm going back to the real old doctors on TV. But the life of a doctor isn't the way it's usually seen on television. What does your average day consist of?
That's an excellent question. I have three young boys, so the first step is to get them up, get them ready for school, and just like what everyone else does.
Three young boys, ages?
5, 7, and 9.
5, 7, and 9.
Oh, yeah.
You see, not only are you ambitious in your occupation, but in your family life, 5, 7, and 9. I had one son, and I was very happy with it. He was perfect, and I didn't want to try again. So that's the way I went about that. So after they get off to school and they do what they need to do, you drive down from beautiful downtown Providence down to South County, right?
That's correct.
And then what happens once you get there?
Start right away, seeing patients in the office. So most days we start around 8 in the morning. One day a week we have a conference talking about patients with newly diagnosed cancer or problems where we meet. It's called a tumor board. I don't really like that name, but basically we have a radiologist or two. We have pathologists. All the medical oncologists are there, surgical oncologists, general surgeons, pharmacists, social workers, palliative care, nurse practitioners there. And we talk about cases. And so we do that one morning a week. And a lot of times when I do that, I don't even tell the patients we're doing it. It's just part of what we do.
It's kind of review of where do we stand right now with this particular person and that particular person, right?
Correct. With names redacted and no one knows anything about anyone, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's anonymous. And then basically it's an outpatient office. People drive in, they come in, and we see them before they get their treatment. And chemotherapy, people who get chemotherapy, a lot of times they come in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they have normal breakfast. They can go out to eat, and we do the blood work. If they have a device called a port, we'll access a port in the office. And we have a machine that reads the blood counts within 2 minutes. And if the blood counts are good, they can go get treated. And we try to make it very pleasant for them. So that's usually the morning. We see many of those patients. And we have patients in the hospital that we go see. And basically that's what my day is. And mm-hmm. in the afternoon, we see more new patients.
Now, roughly how, when you say more new patients, are you, in a week, would you see 10 patients, 15 patients, 20 patients?
New patients or?
Oh, no, I mean total for your work week. I mean, how many people are involved with your, with that?
He's busy.
No. 80 to 100 a week.
80 to 100 a week.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're working presumably 5 days, that's a lot of people every day. You're talking 20 people a day, 20 patients a day?
It is. But just remember, some of them are just coming in for blood pressure checks. Some of them are coming just in for injections. That's everyone.
Okay.
So, then, and half the patients don't have a cancer. They're coming in with other issues, so.
Other blood work that's necessary, as you mentioned earlier in the program.
Correct. And then part of blood is immune system. So a lot of immune system, people with immune deficiencies come in.
Okay. And treatment from there is can go in all kinds of directions, right? There's not like, oh, this is what happens next. There's lots of variations.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to go back to something you mentioned just a couple of minutes ago when you said that you had these meetings and it was the patients were anonymous.
Oh, yeah.
I would think if you're in a room of doctors and nurses and you're talking about someone, why does it have to be anonymous? Has anyone ever asked you that question?
I think yes, and the reason is there's something called HIPAA, so there's government rules and regulations where names can't be disclosed. So it's for privacy purposes.
Hmm.
So even sometimes, there's no names, there's no letters of the patient's initials even. So sometimes I have to ask, oh, who are we talking about again?
Yeah, I would think that would make it confusing.
It can.
Yeah.
But everyone else knows that the people presenting know.
Okay.
And that's it.
So it's just, that's just the way it is.
That's the way it is. That's a really good question.
Okay. Let's see about any other things that we want to talk about that's going on at South County Health Cancer Center. The big day is the 21st, right, of November?
Very exciting. November 21st. It's a Monday.
And do you need people to come and bring balloons or anything? What's going to happen that day?
We're going to have the balloons.
All right. So that'll be the actual opening of the doors?
Yes.
And this is this facility has been under construction for 6 months or a year? Or
it actually went up pretty quick, so it has been under a year.
Great, okay. And so that's going to be November 21st for the new opening of the new center. And you can find both Dr. Colvin there and Leah will be there, and lots of other people that can help you out. So I think the biggest thing that we want to stress today is if they have any questions of any kind, if there's anything that you want to know, please call them or go there, even better, and set up an appointment and get your questions answered. I think another thing that when I talk to people like yourselves, I wonder if family members or loved ones ever contact you and say, so-and-so has a problem, but he's afraid to go, or she's afraid to go. What happens? Is there some way you can entice these people to come and get treatment, or at least get checked out? Neither one of you want to answer that question.
Well, I mean, I probably get that a lot. I have a lot of family members that I'm always dealing with as part of the support for the patient. Mm-hmm. So I do get that question a lot. And of course, I'm encouraging health and wellness, and the sooner you can get something looked at, and certainly the sooner you are diagnosed with cancer, or the earlier it is, the better and easier it is going to be to treat. So, you know, we talk a lot about screening and prevention, and, you know, it's about wellness, being well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a difficult problem, and we face it a lot. Fear is a great motivator. So it's unfortunate, but we see a fair amount of people who have neglected breast cancer, neglected cancers, and, you know, I'll give you an example. I had a woman not 6 months ago, came in for neglected breast cancer. She didn't care about the cancer. It was bleeding. She came in because it was bothering her. Not that it smelled bad, not that, you know, and this was something that she let go for 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Up to that, you know, I have women that have a growing mass and they just don't want to do anything about it. They just don't feel that they want to do anything. So that's an interesting thing to do, and it's human nature. Who wants to go?
Right.
So eventually they'll go if they want to go, but it's really everyone's choice.
Right.
And
well, we encourage all of you that are listening, if you have loved ones, encourage them to go and get checked out. And if you have any questions, Leah, one more time on the website.
So that would be www.southcountyhealth.org, Or you can call the cancer center itself, which is 401-783-6670.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in this morning and sharing your thoughts about the new and exciting center that's going to be opening up November 21st. But in the meantime, even before that, if you have any questions, give it a call or stop on down.
Please do.
And it's great to meet you, Doctor. Thanks for being here.
Michael, thank you so much. And it's been a real pleasure. And we're really excited about this.
I'm sure you are. Leah, nice to see you again. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you.
And the rest of you, will see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start writing to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song.